This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed and simply delightful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist, and of course, Elena and the crew, now that we're past the midterm elections, rubbing their hands with glee and cackling as they consider all the different people who might get into the presidential race for 2012. And of course, on the Republican side, most of the speculation revolves around Sarah Palin, and perhaps more so among the Democrats than the Republicans. It'll be very interesting to see if she actually decides to do this.
Yeah, a lot of people are encouraging her to run, and I'm not sure what their various motivations are. But I know what our motivations are. Yes. It's more women's roles in the Capitol Steps show. That's what we care about.
Absolutely, and renewable material over the past 3 years, certainly.
Right. So, did you catch her reality show?
I caught about 10 minutes of it when she and her family welcomed in Kate and her kids from the old John and Kate Plus 8 show. Well, John's been kicked to the curb, of course, if you're not keeping up with irrelevant pop culture. But basically, they showed up for I think a couple of hours. The kids loved it. And Kate was all whiny and grumpy because it was raining, and she thought camping was basically volunteering to be homeless, and yanked her kids out of there.
She sort of has a point. But my other point would be about having 8 small kids around a lot of grizzly bears and guns. I mean, that just doesn't seem quite right.
Oh, yeah. It seemed like the Palins were a lot more at home there than Kate. So. But the show was, I think it kind of dissipated in ratings over time. It started off with a lot of people watching, and I guess now it will not be renewed. So if you didn't see the 9 episodes, well, I guess you'll either have to wait for the DVD or just regret it for the rest of your life.
And now Sarah Palin will have a lot more time to go on all the talk shows.
Exactly right. And stump for candidates if she's not going to be one herself. So.
I think there's almost 100% chance he is going to be one herself.
Probably so. Now, this show of hers ran for a little less than 2 months, but the Capitol Steps are not about to let this gem of American popular media be forgotten on the scrap heap of popular culture history. The Capitol Steps now preserving it for all time. Here we go.
Oh, hello, America! And hello to the great state of Washington, D.C. Now, I'm Sarah Palin, and as you may know, many, many people are encouraging me to run for president on the Tea Party ticket in 2012. Oh, yeah, you betcha. Of course, most of those folks are Democrats. But that's okay, because I know they appreciate my foreign policy experience. Like, for example, did you know I have spent time in the Mideast? Oh, yeah, that's right. I campaigned for Christine O'Donnell in Delaware. Oh, yeah, and I'm a real expert on our relationship with our friends and allies over there in West Korea. Hey, and not only that, I have met Dick Cheney's daughter, and she's a Lebanese. Oh, yeah, you betcha. Well, you might have heard about my daughter, Bristol. Yeah, she was on that Dancing with the Stars there. And you know she caught a lot of flack for not being the best dancer. But I told her right from the beginning, I says, honey, now you go out there and do your best, but if you don't like it, well, halfway through, you can always quit. Now, if you're thinking that I'm spending every day back home in Alaska baking whale blubber brownies, well, you'd be right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I got my own reality TV show on TLC. Can you believe it? Me in reality. So, without fear of refutation, I would like to perform a very short promo for my new TV show. Tune into my show on TLC. You will see Alaska's majesty. You're so close to eagles, you can almost taste them. And tonight for dinner, so will we. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry. Get out of my way in a hurry. I will take you out if you're furry. You'll be singed on top. Stay out of my way if you're gooses. Some things just start flowing my juices. I will get those uppity mooses and they'll go kerplop. On Glenn Beck's TV show I'll go. I'll show I still got it. I won't go on Wolf Blitzer show. Last time I saw a wolf, well, I shot it. See my TV show, it's top notch now. It's a show the whole world will watch now. Though it's not yet carried in Moscow, those folks shouldn't grouse. If the Russians want to watch me, they can watch from their house.
Bringing back a little Oklahoma to talk about Sarah Palin and her 9-episode run. And Elena, what do you expect here from the presidential candidates? How quickly do you expect some of these people to jump in?
Oh, my goodness. I heard Donald Trump might run. I'm working on, our prop person is working on the wig already.
That is a few weeks process, I think, to make that look right.
Yeah, and we're gonna. I guess after this week's state dinner, we're gonna have to brush off our who's on first routine. Although maybe everybody and their brother is doing that right now.
I think so.
So maybe it's who let the dogs out or something.
Yeah, it's bad enough that you know you can do the who's on first routine, but then his last name almost sounds like who's in town.
Right.
And so the whole thing just keeps going from there. So I'm sure you guys do a fantastic job with that.
Okay. Well, thanks for your confidence. Appreciate it.
Elena, have a great time with the shows this weekend. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.